studio right now is an absolute legend. The Dubai Muscle Show is officially back December 7th to the 8th. This muscle show is growing, no pun intended. He is a four-time Mr. Olympia winner. He is just, this guy's ridiculously cool. And obviously he is huge. Give him a round of applause. Jay Cutler in studio. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Awesome to be here, guys. I'm excited.
Man, you are welcome back to Dubai. You've been here, we were just talking about it off the radio. You've been here many times. You've been seeing our city grow as the Dubai Muscle Show is growing. You are you're a legend. We all know that. Do you get proud seeing muscle shows, for example, in the Middle East grow? Because you were here back when it wasn't so big.
It's crazy how much it's grown. I mean, I get fan mail and I get a lot of comments. Of course, social media has allowed these people to have communication a lot easier. And it's just, you know, you're seeing a lot of competitors come out of here that are very, very dominant, actually, on the U.S. circuit and the pros now. So it's just crazy.
How I've been watching, obviously, I don't do bodybuilding, but I got fit about 4 years ago. I dumped a lot of weight, about 30 kilos, and I started hitting the gym and doing all that. And I see you guys, and I say you guys at the gym because I feel like you're just a couple of levels of not only dedication in the gym.
Yeah, it's more
of a mind thing, isn't it? Your mind has to really be in it.
It is. You have to, you know, it's not just going to the gym and picking up weights every day. You have to have it more of a lifestyle. And I think a lot of people like yourself look at people like us that get to that highest level you can achieve and say, if I can only take a quarter of that, I can improve my body, right? So I think a lot of people look to us, and even though they don't want to look as large as some of us do to compete at the Mr. Olympia level, they say, if I can just learn a few tips, I'll get a portion of that. And everyone wants to be fit. We're coming into more of a fit society now, and that's worldwide, as you see.
That's definitely changed over the years. And of course, here in the UAE, we do the Dubai Fitness Challenge, 30 minutes of workout every single day. We see that change. But what is like a day of working out for you? Because I'm looking at you right now, and you're right. I'm thinking to myself, if I could even just do 10% of what you're doing, I could reach a goal, you know?
I think it's about having a set schedule. And I think, you know, we talk about a lot of variables that go into gathering the right body. And I think you can attest to this because you get up in the morning, you eat a good solid breakfast. I think that's the most important meal of the day. I stress that a lot. You have to get your metabolism going. But it's about feeding yourself every 2 to 3 hours after that with portionate meals. And of course, some weights or cardio, whatever your body goal actually is. I prefer to do weight training at least once a day for an hour. And then I do some sort of cardiovascular for 30 minutes. So I might spend in one and one half hours total time exercising daily. But the rest of the day is the eating patterns.
Right.
Can I ask about, obviously, famous bodybuilders, obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Rock. Have you met any of these people?
I've met them all.
Wow. Because Chris's inspiration is The Rock, right?
Well, The Rock, I just like, he ticks all the boxes for me. But when you're up on the stage and you're eyeing out each other, do you know, I should have worked out more this, he should have worked more that? Is it that competitive where you can know by looking at each other?
You kind of plan it as you go into the show. And when I stood on the stage, you know, remember I was in the winner's circle a lot, or I was right at the door knocking away.
Yeah, so people wanted to try to get to you and your size and your definition and what, you know, all that.
So I felt like I won already when I showed up. And that's the mindset of a winner, right? We prepare not only 4 months prior to the show where we actually go into that, what we call, you know, our pre-contest training, but it starts the day after you win your last title. And that's how I was for the Mr. Olympia. I mean, you reach that elite level. Remember, it was my passion since I picked up a magazine when I was 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I started training at 18 when I was in college. Wow. And I turned professional at 23, and I was winning Mr. Olympia at 33, was my first title. And I battled Ronnie Coleman, who was, you know, arguably one of the best of all time. He has more wins than Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold has 7. Ronnie Coleman has 8. And I was second to him many times before I was able to topple him and become the best in the world. So I kind of walked into that show, even when I was second to him, thinking that I won. And I knew I put the work in. But some people listen, genetics plays a huge part of it. You have to put in a lot of hours training, but everyone's going to have different results no matter what type of training they do. And that's why you see a lot of guys coming now to the Middle East to train, because the gyms are so well equipped and it's just so much discipline that goes into the guys. I think the guys here have that mentality, eat, sleep, and train. I mean, It's not a big party place. I mean, that's what happens in the U.S., right?
Yeah. You get taken away from the clubs.
There's a lot of things that can sway you from your ultimate goal. And I call bodybuilding a boxy lifestyle. What I mean by boxy is you eat, sleep, train, repeat. You don't have a lot of outside influence, right? So I think that allows the guys to come out here and focus and be almost in like that Rocky type camp atmosphere.
Old school. Dubai Muscle Show is kicking off December 7th to the 8th. It's going to be absolutely amazing. 25,000 people expected to pass through. There's a lot going on, and it's not just for bodybuilders. It's if you just want to get fit or just see what's going on around. It's a family event. We'd love you to come down and check it out. Jay Cutler, legend in studio. You going to hang out with us a little bit more?
I love it.
All right, hang out with us. This is Virgin Mornings.